I've said to you many times that you already know the answer. When you look into the soul of a person, you already know the answer. You have to ask yourself, what is your interpretation of faith? How do you perceive faith? You are not wrong to question. It is the question that will ignite your research. The questions will drive you. But there is a point of knowing. Your conditioning will always pull you back. The very essence of what you are trying to achieve lies in your thoughts. The thoughts are irrational. They run at tangents. This way, that way, so many thoughts. This is where your confusion lies. But knowing is much deeper. Much stronger. And you do know. There are no coincidences. Nothing happened by what you would term an accident. It may seem that way, but it is not. It is created from you, from your thoughts. How many times are you going to ask yourself, is this real? I am not going to tell you that it is real. I am going to tell you to know it is real. It's not for me to tell you it is real. I think, so therefore, I am. You learned that many years ago. What is happening in these times has little relevance to your journey. Other than it is a driver, a force of energy that is propelling you into a different place. It is infinite, your journey. Infinity is something you don't understand. It is timeless, your journey. Time is something you don't understand. But you will. All emotions have a reason. A reason to exist. Even what you consider to be bad emotions have a reason. There is no bad. A driving force of energy. The connection is good. It has to be pure. You put so much emphasis on the short time you are here. It's really not so significant. A machine on a machine. Within that machine. You chose. Changes that are occurring now in this world have been set for a very long time in what you call time. They've been written about many times. They are necessary. There is no deviation from this. There are no saviors. You are your savior. If you want to use the word savior, there are no easy ways out for you. You chose. Relax. Enjoy the process. You did it many times before. Do not challenge them. It is not necessary. It is your ego. Do not fight it. It is not necessary to fight. It is your ego. What is occurring is correct. This is your experience. You will learn that your ego is just another tool. You will learn how to utilize it. You will learn how to separate it from you and to call upon it when you need it. You are formed energy. It's the only way I can explain it to you. You are formed from energy. You're not a material being. You choose to live in this machine. It's a biological machine. You choose to dwell within it, to experience your life within it, in what you call time, is a split second. Just like atoms behave irrationally, or you believe they behave irrationally, it's the same for you. Your energy, and you also behave irrationally with your energy, but there is a defined uniform to this. It's something I cannot explain to you. You would never understand how this works. Neuroscientists are beginning to understand this. They are deliberately raising the vibration. They're trying to control it. They are limited, but successful. It is of no concern to you. You will experience it soon enough. It will just confuse you to try and understand it. There's no point for me to advise you on your conditioned life. You know the answer. Why would I do that? You already know the answers. It would be like talking to a child. There is nothing to fear. You know what is right for you. Yes, it's very beautiful.